This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 187 for Thursday, December 14th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE futures canola market is making small gains on Thursday despite a stronger loonie as the oilseed tries to climb its way out of its recent downturn. Chicago soybean, Malaysian palm oil are both up, but European rapeseed is lower. Crude oil is on the rise after the U.S. Federal Reserve announced on Wednesday it is planning on three key interest rate cuts next year. The Canadian dollar is up nearly half a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The January canola contract is up 40 cents per ton at $660.70, while the March contract is up $1.60 per ton at $669.90. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all stronger early in the day. Nearly 1.42 million tons of 2023-24 U.S. corn were sold for export during the week ended December 7th, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, up 10% from the previous week but down 12% from the four-week average. Nearly half of the shipments went to Mexico. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported on Wednesday that 1.074 million barrels of ethanol were produced per day for the week ended December 8th, 2,000 lower than the week before. Ethanol stocks increased by 661,000 barrels to 22.1 million. ANAC projected Brazilian corn exports in December to be 7.14 million tons, up 280,000 from its previous estimate. So far this marketing year, 7.4 million tons of corn were exported from Ukraine, down from 10.9 million last year. The March corn contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.80. 1.08 million tons of 2023-24 U.S. soybeans were sold for export during the week ended December 7th, down 23% from 1 week earlier and down 46% from the four-week average. Most were sold to China. As for 2023-24 U.S. soy meal, 325,800 tons were sold, and 500 tons of 2024-25 soy meal were sold to Canada. Only 300 tons of soy oil were sold, also bought by Canada. ANAC projected Brazilian soybean exports in December to be 3.45 million tons, up 70,000 from its previous estimate. The January soybean contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.10. The March soybean contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.28. A marketing year high of 1.49 million tons of 2023-24 U.S. wheat were sold during the week ended December 7th, with 1.12 million going to China. In addition, 18,000 tons of 2024-25 U.S. wheat were sold to Colombia. The Rosario Grain Exchange raised its Argentine 2023-24 wheat production estimate by 1 million tons to 14.5 million. Japan is tendering for 102,500 tons of wheat from the U.S. and Canada. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.10. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.33. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.18. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, December 14th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.